Yesterday, I told you that there's somebody in Chicago that needs our help. And that's what I love about Chicago is that we come together when we need to, right? If somebody needs your help, you say, hey, what can I do? My friend Casey sent me this post that she saw from Paul from Bloomingdale, who's a young guy that needs a kidney donor. I know it sounds like a big ask, but I want you to hear a story. And I'm not asking you to necessarily donate your kidney, but I have Paul here to share his story because I hope that his story at least encourages you to share the post and we can cast the biggest net we can to save his life. And obviously the goal here is to ultimately find a kidney for you, right, Paul?
Correct.
I want to know more about your story, Paul. So why don't you start from the beginning and just kind of tell us about the journey that led us to where we are now? It all started a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, so I actually ended up getting shingles and ended up in the hospital for shingles. And they pulled my blood and they're like, oh, wow, you're in stage 3 kidney disease. And I said, what?
Oh, my goodness.
My blood pressure was super high. So, and it was controlled for the last 2 to 3 years. And then I got COVID in March.
Ugh.
And ever since COVID, I had COVID. It just, my kidneys declined rapidly. So they're like, listen, it's time to, you know, I went for the kidney evaluation.
So we're at transplant stage here.
But the list is a 7-year wait for a deceased donor. So I don't have 7 years, you know. Ultimately, is to find a living donor so I can get a transplant in the next 3 to 6 months.
Man, it just came out of nowhere and then escalated really, really quickly. Tell me a little bit about you and your life. You have a kid, right?
I have one kid, a son that's 14.
Okay.
A fiance. I just got engaged.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. It's just trying to go from there. I'm self-employed. I own my own company. But now it's getting to the point where the kidney disease progressed so fast and so much that I could sleep all day long.
Yeah.
Crazy. But if you saw me, you wouldn't think I had anything wrong with me.
So obviously the goal is ultimately to find a donor for you, someone that's willing to be a living donor. And do you know, do they have to be the same blood type?
So through Loyola, there's a swap program. So if I find somebody that, you know, fits the evaluation and they are a different blood type, there's a swap program where somebody else, you know, their blood type is my blood type and their blood type, they'll do a swap. So I'll get their donor's kidney and they'll get my donor's kidney. Otherwise, I'm O positive. So O positive or an O negative I can take. And there's a more to it than just blood type. Obviously, they have to go through blood work and cancer testing and
sure. All
that. My insurance take care of everything, covers the whole surgery,
Oh, okay. All
their aftercare and all that.
You know, I hate to go down this road, but I think for some perspective and hopefully maybe help get people to pull the trigger and share the post or step up to the plate. What happens if you don't find a donor?
So say I don't get a donor in the next 6 months, I'll probably end up on dialysis, which is what we want to avoid. The problem with dialysis, once you're on dialysis, it takes years off your life. That's what I'm trying to avoid. Mortality rate on people on dialysis, they don't live as long, you know, and I you know, my son's 14. I want to, you know, see him grow up and
go
to school and get married and all that good stuff. So my, you know, goal is just to get the word out there. And hey, listen, if, you know, even if it's not for me, also another thing is, you know, people, it's a silent disease. It really is a silent killer. I had no clue. I was young, but if I would have got my blood work done regularly, I would have never, this would have never happened.
That's a great message. I know it's kind of a side note of, you know, we're trying to help you live a long, healthy life and look at you still trying to help other people. That's pretty special, man.
Yeah.
So here's what I did. I put all of the information that anyone would need, not only to just become a donor, but also to be able to share the post really, really, really simply. So if you text Paul, P-A-U-L, to 44995, I'm going to send it right to your phone. And I ask you that you just grab the post and you share it. Text Paul, P-A-U-L, to 44995. And Paul, we're just going to try and cast the largest net we can, okay?
Exactly.
So if you're interested, all of the links that explain the process and everything are right there on the blog.
That's the best way to do it. And then the transplant team will contact whoever fills it out.
Okay, perfect. Text Paul, P-A-U-L, to 44995 right now. And let's share this to as many people as possible and see what we can do, man. This is, it's urgent.
Awesome, Scotty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Paul, appreciate you. And we'll check in with each other soon.
Have a good one. Bye.
Text Paul, P-A-U-L, to 44995.